Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon His every ni'mah we should do shukr. Whenever a ni'mah of Allah, whenever a treasure, a gift of Allah comes to us, which is from Allah, remember everything is from Allah. Allah is the Khaliq, the Creator, the Owner, the Qadir, the Controller. We are dependent, we are in need, we ask. We ask from Allah. We have no knowledge of what's to come. We are weak. We look towards Allah. Everything is under Allah's control. It's Allah's blessings, it's Allah's mercy. Everything. So whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a ni'mah to somebody, a gift, a treasure, then we should do shukr to Allah, that Allah, you have given me a ni'mah, you've given me a gift, a reward, I wasn't capable. This is all your blessings and mercy. We are sitting here and Allah has called us here. Allah has assembled us here. Allah has collected us here. Allah has given health. Allah has given us the energy. Allah has given us the power. And Allah has instilled into our hearts the love to sit. And without the muhabbat, the love, the passion, the habit of the human being, and he doesn't do anything. He is useless, idle, bone idle. But when you have a passion, a desire, a love for something, then your body will automatically make effort and action. Now, us coming here today on this action, for today is the generation of negligence, laziness, and especially this practice that we are here for, that we've assembled for, the dhikr of Allah, there's no importance of this action in our eyes today. So such an action, Allah's remembrance, to come, to assemble solely, sincerely, purely, to instill the desire, the passion, the want in our hearts, is Allah's special, special fadl, blessings and mercy. This is not a small deed, small worship. It's a great deed, a great worship. Allah Ta'ala said, I love this action the most. I love this action the most. And it is the most beneficial and greatest deed for a man, for a human being. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once addressed his blessed companions and recited a verse of the Quran. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارُهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارُهَا Yani, in other words, that day when the earth will tell the news, will announce, will relay the information. What day is that? It is that day that has been foretold, that has been mentioned, which is the day of justice, the day of insaf, justice. This world will end and the real world will be brought into being. It will come into existence. Allah's justice will come. All of our practice and life and energy and breathing will finish. And this earth and heavens and all the things we do in this world is like a picture, an image. It's like you make a picture on a canvas. And it's a beautiful picture. And then after the picture is drawn, it is wiped away. It's gone. Allah Ta'ala says that يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا It is that day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that what happened on that day, what will happen is that all the beauty and glitter and glow that we see in front of us around the world, Allah says within a second that will go. Because the earth will be finished. And Allah Ta'ala says the hereafter will come into existence. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read this ayah, verse, and asked his companions, that Allah Ta'ala has said that the earth will give the news, will communicate, then tell me, what news will it be? What news will it be? So they said that Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam know best. They know best. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about that statement that the earth will give the news. It will tell the events on that day. On that day, whatever from the beginning of time till now, what used to occur, everything will be presented and announced and mentioned and communicated by the earth. Because the earth saw everything. Whatever action a person does, a man does, a woman does, good or bad, where do they do the action? Where do we do the actions? Where do we complete and implement actions? Good action, however good it is, or bad action? We can't go into the heavens. Where do we practice and implement our deeds and actions? On the earth. On the earth. So on this earth we have to practice all the deeds. So Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that every deed, whether it's good or bad, first and foremost, first the earth will say, Allah, my Lord, I will tell you what this person did. What used to occur upon me, this human being that you created, Allah, and you said that he's my Khalifa, he's my deputy, I've sent him. All of the angels prostrated to him. So this insan, this human being, I will tell you his deeds. What did he do? That day has come, Allah. يَوْمَ إِذِن تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارُهَا. My brothers, my colleagues, this is a reality, a big reality. A big reality. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. The enjoyment in reading, time and time again, you read. When the enjoyment doesn't end in reading the Quran, when the passion, the love, the enjoyment, the feeling, the emotion doesn't end, Allah has given us that Qur'an-i Hakim. All day, all night you read it, 10,000 times you can read the same verse, 10,000 times you repeat it. But its beauty will not diminish, rather it will increase each time within the 10,000 repetitions. It is so great and beautiful that you will never tire. Not this, oh, I've read today. Or that's it, I read Quran once in Ramadan, then I wait till the next Ramadan. No, that's not the case. Can you think, can somebody read a kitab like this? Hungry, thirsty, tired, shattered, coming home from work, bodies broken. And the Quran, mashallah, one juz, 1.5 juz, sometimes 3 juz. And then the thirst doesn't increase. Rather, some brothers in whose hearts there is Quran, they, after going back, they recite again, they practice again. And this is the only example of this I can think of. And this is the wahid kitab of Allah. What Allah Ta'ala says, such enjoyment, taste, that all of the taste and enjoyment of the world you can put together on one side, and the Qur'an, Hakim's taste and enjoyment will surpass that. It will overcome that, overwhelm that. So this Qur'an, this deen is beautiful, it is enjoyable. But let's pay attention to what is the deen saying. Let's look at this verse of the Qur'an. What does the whole of the Qur'an then say to us? The Qur'an tells us this. Communicates to us that when we are negligent, lazy, we shun the deen, this verse reminds us. And it's reminding us the great reality, the truth. And it's telling us with our name, this earth will not forget me, will it? The Afis Faruqi, I've forgotten you, or I've forgotten this brother, or you came from this place. The earth remembers every particle of dust upon it, what it did. This man, Allah, he practiced like this on me. Allah, he lied here. Allah, he disobeyed you here. He did this action here. He recited Quran here, Allah. And that earth, you travel, sometimes you travel, you're going in the car. And nowadays, this happens quite a lot. That is winter days, so when a person travels, and then you have to go to London or Birmingham, on the way, the salah time comes on the way while you're driving in the car. Alhamdulillah, the people of passion, desire, regular, this is your habit. They don't see where we're going to pray. They just do tayammum, they have the water, the vessel, bottle of water, have the prayer mat. And regularly, many times, such places where you will stop your car there and you'll do sajda prostration that you could not imagine that the earth here I would have prostrated. And no one can imagine somebody will prostrate it. There'll be bushes or grass or wilderness. And you'll have done this many times, mashallah. You will have attained that great fortune. And there'll be spiders or ants within the soil. There's bushes and nettles. Sometimes you have to wait and look for a place. Okay, I'll pray here, I'll pray. And a Muslim, for him, the whole world is the place of prostration. If you have the prayer mat, then the earth is pure for you. And there's more reward that your forehead, bare forehead, touches the bare earth. Because that's where our grave will be. And sometimes we should pray such a salah. Because where there's nothing else, just the dust and plain earth. And you rub your forehead on that dusty earth. Because you shouldn't always worry about your clothes. It's going to get dirty. Oh, my cap, my topi is going to get dirty. Sometimes without the carpet, you should do sajda, prostrate on the earth or on the ground where there is no carpet. Because Allah has made the earth and the land pure for us. So brothers, as I was saying, that land, that earth, that we cannot imagine that a Muslim will go past that place in the countryside or some city or location, and by chance you stop there, it's Maghrib time, prayer time, and you see that on the motorway, it's a bit further away, I can't pray there, so you stop your car on the country lane, you choose a spot, and the whole universe, that portion of land on which you are praying, starts to glow. It is proud of itself, that portion of land where you are praying. It says, Allah, today the ummati, the nation, the person who's within the nation of who? Not some normal ordinary person, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the master of Medina sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his follower, ummati today is prostrating on me, and he will recite your name, Allah, and he's so happy, the earth is happy, the earth becomes the king around it. All the earth around it is looking in awe and envy. And he doesn't know that I've prayed here and I've got this rank. And he goes on his journey. But that earth, you've made it alive, which was not alive for many generations and years before that. Do you think that earth will forget you? يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارُهَا. Allah will say, the earth will say on the day of judgment, Allah, this man, son of this man, he made me alive that day. Allah, may I make him alive today, Allah. Make him stay alive. So as I was saying, my brothers, the Qur'an reminds us, repeatedly reminds us, think about the Qur'an, ponder of the Qur'an, reflect of the Qur'an. Beautiful kitab Allah has given, beautiful book. Make the recitation of Qur'an compulsory upon yourself. Rather, make it so compulsory that one verse of the Qur'an, if you read it, read the translation, and think about it for 5 minutes. That this Qur'an, reading one verse and reflecting is better than you read the whole juz and you leave it and you don't understand it. Stop on a verse. Stop on a verse. Read the tafsir, the commentary. The translation rather. And ponder over it. Reflect on it. Think about it. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. Allah will allow the marifat, the knowledge and the light of that verse to come into your heart. And it's so great. Allah says, you are reflecting, pondering of my Quran. You're not running away. You're not rejecting it. You're not just thinking about reward. You are trying to understand the reality of the message of the Quran. That this verse that was revealed, there must be a meaning, Allah, to this that you've given. So there must be a guidance that's hidden for me. Allah, that is there for me. So Allah, in such a beautiful way, instills the message into the heart, into the mind of the insan, of the human being, and his life changes for the better. So we should make this a habit. Even if you haven't, takes you a long time to read Quran, read one verse daily. Takes you 10 minutes maybe. In that 10 minutes, read one verse, read the translation, think about it, ponder over it, reflect on it, and Allah will, inshallah, give you the message. He will explain to you. So these things will come out, just as the Holy Prophet ﷺ read the verse and asked the Sahaba. So this is the earth. What will it give the earth? It will announce, it will inform, it will communicate to Allah that Allah, your pious servant, he did this, or your servant, he did these actions, good deeds, bad deeds. She used to do this on me, Allah, or he used to do this. This woman, she used to walk around and disobey you, Allah. She used to do this, or he used to do this. So there are two forms of creation in it, human beings, man and woman. And Allah Ta'ala will account for everybody. And the earth will come forth and relay, communicate what we did. Allahu Akbar, Allah is great. So he stated that what will the earth say mostly to Allah? What will the earth communicate mostly to Allah? What will it mention mostly to Allah? What will it communicate mostly to Allah? Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, who will those people be? Shall I tell you who will those people be? They will be the men and the women, the believing men and the women who used to do the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah in abundance. That's why I said, Alhamdulillah. That ni'mah Allah has given to us, He has instilled into our heart a little bit of life and a bit of desire and running towards dhikr. And if Allah didn't give us this desire and passion, then how would I and you have come? Who could have brought us here? You would have come. Maybe I am impure and it's hard for me to do this. But Allah Ta'ala reminded us, invited us, sent us, pushed us to it. And the earth that we're sitting on will mention the most to Allah with regards to those people who used to do the dhikr of Allah in abundance. And the reason for this is what? What is the reason for this? Why will the earth mention the dhakirin most? Because all the deeds will be spread over the earth. And what will be the deed that spread the most? What will be the deed and the earth that will bear witness the most? The earth will bear witness to who? For who? The dhakirin, the women, the sisters and the brothers who did dhikr. Why? Because kasrat dhikr, kathiran kathiran. When you do dhikr, when you recite on your tongue, it goes into your heart. When it goes into your heart, then your whole body starts to do dhikr of Allah. And you don't even know, you don't understand, but your wujud, your body is doing dhikr of Allah. Because you have made your body used to, and you've taught your body to do dhikr of Allah. So you come into the real being. For example, you start the car, you turn the ignition. Whether you do anything or not, the car, the engine will keep on humming and revolving. Yes, it will keep on running. It doesn't matter what you do, because it's going to keep on running and running and running. When you turn the ignition key to off, it will go off. So if you switch the car on, 10 years the car will be running as long as there's petrol in it. It won't be like me, the petrol runs out and I stop because I'm idle. No, if there's petrol in the car, if you drive the car, you don't even know what's the petrol. Somebody asked, have you got petrol in the car? No. Before it used to run without the petrol, I don't know about the sin. It's not running today. And it never used to stop. Allahu Akbar. So without petrol, the car can run if the person is upright. So Allah Ta'ala has given such a car to us, the dhikr of Allah, that once it starts, once the heart starts, listen to me attentively, carefully, once your dhikr starts and it's in motion and it's revolving, this dhikr will continue till the day of judgment. It will not stop. The engine of dhikr will not stop. You don't need fuel for it. Once it starts, it will continue. So the earth will say, Allah, these are those people. And how can I mention these people to Allah? Why shouldn't I mention these people to Allah? This sister, this woman, this man, this brother. They used to be at home, they used to do dhikr. Allah, they used to walk outside, they used to remember you. In the masjid, Allah, they used to remember you. Allah, they used to leave your place of worship, they used to do dhikr. When they were flying in the heavens, they used to do dhikr. If they were sailing in the seas, they used to do your dhikr, Allah. They always did your dhikr. When they were speaking to someone, they did your dhikr, Allah. And if they were walking past the tree or a shrub, they were doing dhikr of Allah. Allah, always, every second, they were doing your dhikr. So why should I not bear witness, Allah, that the most mention of the people of the earth will be done by the earth will be with regards to those people who did the dhikr of Allah. يَوْمَ إِذِن تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارُهَا. My brothers, great name of Allah, and thousands and millions times over we should be grateful to Allah with pride and showing off. We are here, we are lazy, negligent, we don't understand what we're doing, doesn't matter how we've come, but Allah has given us the tawfiq to recite His name. Appreciate this, and if with appreciation we bring this into our life more, then you will see. We will see that how the witnesses will come forth on the Day of Judgment and mention our names and this earth, how it will present to us. I'm not saying this, rather who's saying this? The Holy Prophet, the Noble Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he mentioned this to his blessed companions, and this is permanent everywhere in the world now. And this is what will occur with the Ummati. This will happen. Whoever did the dhikr, a woman or a man, inshallah, on the Day of Judgment, the most mention will be made about those who remembered Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give me and you the tawfiq. Ameen. Recite Durood Sharif.